This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. Email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. In the house is Hilton Cole, who for many years, since 1987, with one very brief hiatus, has been the Director of Animal Control and Rescue in our community. He came here in the year of 1980 and is a graduate of Mississippi State University. Before he went to Starkville, though, he grew up in South Africa, Durban, South Africa, and trained as a farmer, correct?
That's right.
How did you get into this line of work?
By default, actually. I worked for a veterinarian in Livingston Parish and learned a whole lot about veterinary work, animals, besides the college degree. And essentially had heard through somebody that there was an opening at the Animal Control Center, and I applied, and old VJ Gialone hired me.
Well, you have one of the most political jobs in the parish, I think. People are very personal when it comes to pets.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, you do rescues, but also there are too many dogs and cats on the streets, and you have to put them down. That must be a difficult job.
You know, Jim, the good news is we don't actually do that anymore. In 2011, August of 2011, the Companion Animal Alliance took over, as you know, the sheltering component. I did my department and I actually did the sheltering and animal control together for many, many years. So no longer do we euthanize. We are very fortunate that we've handed that part of the sad business off. We do the cruelty investigations, the dog fighting, the dangerous animals, livestock, snakes, mm-hmm.
So what happens when a cat or a dog is brought in? What's the process for either somebody adopting them or them being euthanized?
Yes. Well, my officers respond to calls and complaints. We go out on the streets and roads of East Baton Rouge Parish. We generally try and leave animals where they are if we can. If we have to, we pick them up. My officers have broad latitude to make judgment decisions to not pick them up. But if we do, we must bring them down to the LSU School of Veterinary Medicine, the LSU campus where the new animal shelter is, and where the Companion Animal Alliance will take said animal in. Upon intake, CAA will essentially triage the animals. They'll divide them into, obviously, dogs, cats, horses, exotics. And then they will hold them, stray animals, for 3 days. They will hold owned animals for 5 days.
When you say owned animals, some kind of identification? Is that the way it works?
Precisely. Anything, tattoos, microchips, rabies tags is what dogs and cats need. And then they will try and adopt out as many as they can, because their mission is different to our mission. Our mission under animal control and rescue is to protect the public and their animals, basically from each other, whereas CAA's mission would be to save as many lives as they can. So they would then put the animals up for adoption, hopefully, and try and adopt out as many as they can.
And if that doesn't happen, then what?
Then there's euthanasia. There is the current vogue move across the United States that is really, really effective. And it's a function of the Internet and Twitter and Facebook and all of that, is really animal transports. A large vehicle will show up at the shelter, and a large amount of animals, 80, 100, 150 animals, essentially will be shipped out up north by a driver and generally a companion person. And a lot of them go to Missouri, where they stop, and then they take the other branch of the journey up north, Pennsylvania, New York, wherever. Or the people up north come and meet them. But you can really save a lot of animals en masse with transports.
877-217-5757 is your number. And if you go to the Animal Control and Rescue Center website, their motto is, "We protect the public and their animals." How significant is this an issue in our community with stray cats and dogs roaming around? Is it something that is a nuisance, or is it no big deal?
No, it's definitely a public health and safety threat. We have a population of strays in East Baton Rouge Parish. We have a population, very small population, of feral animals, not too many left, except for the cats. We had a case of rabies recently from a bat that actually bit a woman, and had my officer not taken the very conservative approach that we have for bite cases, and had she not reported said bite from the bat, she would have died. And fortunately, we took the animal to LSU Vet School, and she went through the shots, and the lady's life was essentially saved. The good news is that we have a vibrant, highly trained animal control officer corps. We are the best equipped, and in my opinion at least, of course, mm-hmm. being slightly biased, best animal control corps in the state. And we're very proud to be able to protect and preempt a lot of problems in the parish with dog fighting and animal cruelty and things like that.
Now, a listener asks, this is Chuck asking if the facility out by the parish prison is still in operation. That's where dogs and cats used to be taken. Is that still the case?
Good question, Chuck. Yes, we are up there. Animal Control and Rescue is up at the old shelter, if you want to call it. The vision, Jim, being to use the old shelter, if you will, as an overflow during disasters. And I'm working with the Department of Agriculture and mm-hmm. LSART to essentially turn our shelter into maybe a regional holding facility for parishes that have been struck by disasters, law enforcement agencies that have large influxes of pit bulls during dogfighting busts, to hold them at the facility for a nominal charge.
877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org. We're going to spend some time with this fine gentleman. Hilton Cole used to come on with us a bit more often, and we've been overdue and inviting him, and of course he's always ready to talk about his passion in life. He's been in this community now for almost 40 years, and most of that has been as director of the Animal Control and Rescue Center, which partners with the Companion Animal Alliance of Baton Rouge. And for sheltering, adoptions, or animal reclaiming, there is a number to call. It is 774-7701. That's 225-774-7701. When is the shelter open?
Actually, that's an old number. That's the number up at our building. They have a new number on campus, and you must Google it, if you will, Companion Animal Alliance on the LSU campus.
All right. Well, you have been doing this for a very long time, and you've been on this show, and it's been a few years, but when you have appeared before, people have called and said that sometimes there are dogs roaming the streets, and they feast on these cats. It's sport killing. Is that still going on?
I think it still goes on. You have to remember the dynamics of animal shelters in this parish and certainly across the United States have changed dramatically over the last 15 years probably. There is a large amount of pit bulls, disproportionate amount of pit bulls out there.
In our community.
In our community and across the United States as animal shelters. Most animals entering animal shelters nowadays are pit bulls, no doubt. Probably as high as 65%, maybe 70% in East Baton Rouge Parish. Most of the calls we get are relative to pit bulls. And to answer your question, by extension, if you will, those dogs tend to be gamey. They tend to be a little bit more predatory towards other animals. Mm-hmm. And hence, answering your question, yes, any animal that's running loose in East Baton Rouge Parish may be subject to being hit by a car, being hurt by people, being attacked by other animals. And so that's why we have a pretty strong leash law.
What's the attraction to pit bulls?
I think it's a machismo thing myself. They are very bold dogs. They're very gamey. They're very tenacious. If you've ever seen one fight, it never, ever lets go. When it attacks, it shakes more violently than any other dog. And they have a huge heart. That's the first one. The second is there are people that are just attracted to the beauty of the breed. They're very muscular, very strong animals. They're very loving towards people. But there's an element of them that are obviously fighting bloodlines. The difference between a pit, in my opinion, and a normal dog is that when a pit does attack a human or another dog, it's way more dangerous and way more ferocious of an attack than a Rottweiler or a German Shepherd or something mm-hmm. like that.
Do we have problems with pit bulls biting people?
Yes. We there's probably not a day that goes by that we do not get complaints of people scared of them, sometimes for no reason, chasing people, attacking people, biting, yes.
And when that happens, it's advantage pit bull, isn't it, when you're old?
Yeah. Yeah. They're a beautiful breed. I professionally think they've been exploited to the absolute max. I have never seen an animal so exploited in my life, actually. Bred for money, fought for human gain.
Mm-hmm. 877-217-5757. We will go to the phone lines with Hilton Cole, the director of Baton Rouge Animal Control and Rescue. And we're back after this 90-second pause with more Talk Louisiana on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're spending time with Hilton Cole, the director of the Baton Rouge Animal Control and Rescue Center. They're on duty 24 hours, 7 days a week, every day. So if you need help, assistance for something involving your pet or some wild animal, Hilton Cole is the man who's been around for a long time and knows the lay of the land in this community rather well. 877-217-5757 is your number. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Hilton. Before I ask my question, it's an honor to speak to Mr. Hilton because, Mr. Jim, as you know, being a political observer, becoming dog catcher is the hardest thing in the world to get. I've always heard since I was a kid growing up here in Baton Rouge that so-and-so couldn't get elected dog catcher. And I'm finally talking to the man that got the job, so I want to commend him for that.
Very good.
But my question is this. I don't have time to wait for the sun to come up in the mornings. A lot of times I'll go out walking, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, get my exercise. And not too long ago, I was walking down the street, and apparently a couple of guard dogs had gotten loose from somebody's house or somewhere because it was in the middle of my neighborhood.
Is this in the country club?
Well, a little bit out of the country club.
All right.
And these two German Shepherds came at, as soon as they saw me, they came at me like I was their next meal, barking and running kind of fast. And thankfully, I was ready to, but thankfully I didn't have to shoot them because it was getting close to that point. I spoke calmly to them, down boy, it's okay. And finally they got about 3 or 4 yards from me and they quit advancing on me. So I was just talking calm and kept on walking. Well, as soon as I got home, I tried to call animal control because I know they're not supposed to be out running loose like that, especially with no collars or anything. But this being a Sunday morning, they said I got a recording. So I was wondering if Mr. Hilton could sneak and maybe let us in on that number for the 24-hour calls for those of us that get up before the sun.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you, Henry.
You call 311 or you call any law enforcement agency and they patch them over to my offices on standby. And effectively, we send a unit out as soon as we can. We have generally 2 or 3 people at home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, so they have to be able to get down there. So certainly we do respond to emergencies. Law enforcement could be called as a first responder. And in a case like this, I think you did the right thing by not running. And if you faced them down and did not run and talked to them in the manner you did, I think you certainly handled it the right way. But it all boils down to the ownership, the responsibility of the ownership. Our response time, we can never get there in time. Law enforcement is generally reactive rather than proactive. And if you call 774-7700, you'll get a recording that'll put you through, and you can then go to 311, or you can go to the other number that 311 will lead you to. And the Department of Public Works is the actual extension number that calls my officers out.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Ricky Causey says, Facebook lost pet pages in various parishes have done a phenomenal job of reuniting lost animals with their owners. That's a good thing.
It really is. And we don't do that. My department obviously doesn't do that anymore, but certainly the Companion Animal Alliance is tech savvy. They should have all the resources digitally to be able to reunite people and pets and their lost pets. But, Jim, it's always up to the owner to make the concerted effort to find their pet. Mm-hmm. They must go down to the animal shelter. Even if you call an animal shelter, do not just, if you will, listen and believe what you're being told. You should go down there relentlessly, because sometimes the animals look differently, or they've been shaved or whatever, or they're dirty, and it's always best to go down there.
Stephen Dixon writes, for years we've run on our street, he and his wife Debbie, but we had to stop 2 weeks ago due to roaming dogs. Thankfully, an animal control officer came out recently and lectured people who were letting their dogs run free. She was professional in understanding good work. So you do that quite often as well, don't you?
Yes, sir. In fact, let me just put in a kudo for some of my female officers. They are particularly compassionate. They are intuitive. They have a knack for actually apprehending the animals. They have a way with the people. And certainly, we're proud of our animal control officers. We are not perfect. We get out there and we face spitting cobras. We face, you know, cattle on interstates.
Cobras?
Yes.
Is there a lot of that going around?
Not too much. The two I ran out of the parish was a long time ago, but we deal with any and every animal, although we don't really have to. My officers and I like to because we're there and we're ready. Our response time is sometimes slow because there's not many of us. And we have 475 square miles of parish with 440,000 people. So we try and get out there, but you can always call 911. And this jogger, it is so classic getting attacked. If I was a jogger, I would not leave home without at the least pepper spray and probably a stun gun.
What about walkers?
People that walk rather than jog.
Like Henry. And, yeah, I used to jog, but not so much anymore.
Henry is a man that's been around. If you noticed, when he talked, he said he had means to terminate the problem, but he didn't. He was prepared. I believe he had what he needed to protect himself in East Baton Rouge Parish. He didn't use it, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Dogs or cats, which are more prominent as far as the calls you get?
Absolutely dogs, but thou shalt not cross a cat lover.
Yeah. What happens when you do that?
You get scratched and get your eyes gouged out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, twice I had a cat who was an indoor-outdoor cat, and he got brought to your facility by the parish prison, and that was a heartbreaking thing to go out. It was nice that I found him there, but to go out there, and there he is in the middle of, I mean, hundreds of animals roaming around, and to think that most of them are probably put to sleep, that's not a good thing.
Yes, Jim, it's... You know, the philosophy is rather in an animal shelter with shelter, food, water, air conditioning, heat, or whatever, than on the streets and attacking people or starving to death. The good news for East Baton Rouge Parish is the numbers are down. We are not picking up as many animals. We are not getting quite as many complaints anymore. And more being adopted out. I know the standard numbers in America used to be 10% redemption by owners, 10% adoption, and 80% euthanasia. That has changed with the no-kill movement, believe it or not. And so when we handed Animal Control and Rescue over to Companion Animal Alliance with the work of Friends of the Animals and Project PER, working together with our veterinarian and my staff, we had knocked it down from 80% to 64% euthanasia, and it took a tremendous amount of work. CAA has actually knocked it down lower than that.
Do you have pets?
Yes, sir.
What kind?
German Shepherd.
Really?
Is there anything else?
How old's your German Shepherd?
I adopted him from animal control. He is currently about 11, 11 and a half. He's on his last leg. My other shepherd had died. I couldn't find one. My wife wanted a puppy. I couldn't find what I wanted at the shelter. And one day I'm walking through the stray section, and there was Scout standing in a pen. I grabbed his paperwork, looked at it. His time was up, and I immediately snatched him and put him in my office 11 and a half years ago.
What's his name?
Scout.
Scout. That's a good name. I'm sure he's a beautiful animal.
He is the most gorgeous shepherd you've ever seen.
How long do German shepherds usually live?
12-ish.
And he's 11 and a half?
Yes, he's 12 and a half, maybe, if you're lucky. Great hips, beautiful disposition. Just, I tell you, Jim, you must adopt animals from animal shelters. Breeders are okay if you want a specific breed. Certainly, you don't want to go to a hoarder or anyone like that. But go to your local animal shelter as a destination. Take your family. Go and visit them at the Companion Animal Alliance on the LSU campus on Gurrier. It's a wonderful place.
877-217-5757. We'll spend a bit more time with Hilton Cole after the news. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. A few more minutes with Hilton Cole, who since 1987 has been director of Baton Rouge Animal Control and Rescue. And as you've heard him, if you've been present for the first couple of segments, his responsibilities have evolved, and no longer is he the guy who is in charge of putting animals down when they're brought in. But nonetheless, Hilton Cole acknowledges that there is a distinct problem in our community with unattended animals running wild and free. And a listener asked about the 3-day holding period, asking if this is sufficient. Do you have any other choice?
When we had it, we used to hold dogs for 6 days and cats for 4 days. And the Companion Animal Alliance wanted to reduce it down to 3 days for a stray animal and 5 days for an owned animal. And they did under the Metro Council's auspices. Is it adequate? You know, that's a decent question. There's two philosophies. A, do you really want to keep an animal at an animal shelter for a long time and have it stressed out where it stops eating and they go into just this downward spiral? Or do you want to try and make them available for adoption as soon as possible if the owner doesn't come? Companion Animal Alliance decided on the former, and so they did reduce the holding period.
Kelly Gilbert writes to you, Hilton Cole, a neighbor has cats. Yesterday I counted 11, all outside. They come into my yard, climb on our vehicles, kill birds to our bird feeders. The homeowner does not respond. What do I do?
It is a difficult situation. Cats are naturally predatory, way more actually than dogs, and they will decimate the local little wildlife thing, if you will. Once again, the cat owners are very fervent in their love for their cats. Cats, you can't restrain them. It can be very emotional for neighbors who have other people's cats coming on their property doing damage, if you will. We get caught up in those cat fights, and so you can trap them and we'll come and get them, or you can take them to the animal shelter. You can negotiate with your neighbor. The best thing is to try and work with your neighbor to try and keep their cats on their property so they don't do you harm or your property harm, and that is hard to do.
Cats like to kill birds. I've had some cat lovers say, oh, my cats never do that, but they do, don't they, if they're outside?
They really do. It's a natural drive. It's not their fault. It's like it's like asking a horse not to drink water, really. That's what they do. They like to stalk birds and catch them.
Now, you're involved all over the parish. How does that work?
We are Baker, Zachary, Central, East Baton Rouge Parish, and the city of Baton Rouge. Our per capita spending is about $4.65 per year per person, which is extremely low. It's about 3 or 4 times lower than the national average. We are spread thin, we do the best we can, and we work very closely with law enforcement and citizens to affect public health and safety. That's what we're all about.
How large is your staff?
We have currently 21 total staff, but we have probably 9 animal control officers, 3 humane enforcement officers, a field supervisor, and an operations manager, and me.
Well, and you've been doing this a very long time. I would imagine it's a taxing position. How much longer?
Don't know. Still love it. Metro Council hasn't run me off yet. Haven't been tarred and feathered and sent back to Mississippi State. as long as I can and as long as I'm having an influence and I'm protecting animals and people in East Baton Rouge Parish, one gets a little long in the tooth, and one must leave before you're not quite on top of your game. So we'll see.
All right, here's one from Franklin Parks saying, commending Hilton Cole on helping improve the animal situation in East Baton Rouge. He's worked with us at Capital Area Animal Welfare Society for the last 40 years. We appreciate the assistance he's given us. CAAWS is mission-driven to provide spay-neuter opportunities for the community. It's in order to reduce the unwanted litters and euthanasia. Your thoughts, he says. Thanks, Hilton. Any response?
Frank and Glenda Parks run a wonderful ship. Good Ship Cause, Capital Area Animal Welfare Society, is a wonderful organization. Started by Holly Reynolds around 78. She just turned 100, and I had the honor of going to Holly Reynolds' party. Cause does the Crew of Mutts Parade, which we're segueing into, I believe. Please support Cause. Please support Capital Area Animal Welfare Society and Companion Animal Alliance in our parish. And support us, if you don't mind, too.
There you go. And here's from Kristen asking, how in the world did you go from Durban, South Africa, to Starkville, Mississippi? How did that happen?
I was in boarding school, and I got back then, remember the telegrams?
Yes.
I got a telegram asking me if I wanted to come to America. My father was traveling around, and he invited me to meet him in Los Angeles. And straight out of boarding school, a farm, basically it was an agricultural farm. Next thing I was in Luxembourg, then I was in London for six months, and next thing I was in America. It was just one of those strange life moments where as a 19-year-old you say yes. And rather than go and fight Cubans in Angola, I decided to come to America.
And there is a substantial South African contingent in Baton Rouge and in high places. We've talked about this.
We have South Africans really doing well in America. Thank God for America, Jim. This is such a wonderful country. The head of LSU system, Bill Jenkins, Nick Godley ran Bengal products. I'm fortunate to have done what I do with the animals. Lots of South Africans at the vet school. Lots of South Africans in physical training and things, and in the sugarcane business, especially around my hometown and here in Baton Rouge.
A couple of rather good journalists in Julie Baxter.
And
Kurt Ising, the late Kurt.
Kurt, yes, forgot about him. What a wonderful man he was.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Hilton Cole, and let's do this more often, but appreciate what you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.